Time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
For the second consecutive season, the Valley Falls boys basketball team has qualified for the Class 2A state tournament. But last year, an opening round loss against Wabunsee and the Dragons did not get to travel and play at Bramlage Coliseum. Tonight, Valley Falls has made the short trip to Manhattan, and they're set to take on Pittsburgh Colgan in the first round of the Class 2A State Boys Tournament here at Bramlage Coliseum. And a pleasant good evening, basketball fans, with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. I'm Justin Fluke, courtside here at the Bram as Valley Falls gets set to battle Pittsburgh Colgan, a team that they faced in 2014 when they qualified for the state basketball tournament and lost in the opening round. The Dragons come in as the top seed. They are undefeated. In fact, the only boys team in the state of Kansas that has an undefeated record and still alive in this high school basketball season. The Dragons whipped up through the Northeast Kansas League again with a 16-0 record there and took care of business in sub-state last week, beating Oskaloosa, Marhill Mount Academy, and then a fourth defeat over ACCHS this season. It wasn't easy against the pesky Tigers as Valley Falls rallied in the fourth quarter for a 53-50 win to punch their ticket back to the 2A Big Dance. Certainly, their opponent is no stranger to postseason and success in athletics. We're talking about St. Mary's Pittsburgh Colgan. The Panthers have just a record of 14-8 this year, but in the CNC League, all of those losses coming against 3A and 4A teams that have made up the majority of the Class 2A Pitt Colgan Panther schedule. A veteran coach in Wayne Cheon, who has 655 wins in his career and has this Pitt Colgan team back at a state tournament for the 27th time. In fact, Pitt Colgan has been at 23 of the last 27 high school state basketball tournaments, and 17 of those years they've won their opening round game to advance and place in the top four. This year, Colgan has three losses to Galena, who's at the 3A state tournament, two losses to Girard, who's at the 3A state tournament, and lost to Royal Valley yesterday in the opening round. So the losses for Pitt Colgan have been teams that are competing against more like Big Seven League schools as opposed to Northeast Kansas League schools, and that's certainly a key for the Dragons. But for Valley Falls, just keep doing what got you here. Don't be consumed by the moment, the big stage, and the atmosphere as Valley Falls looks to just keep finding ways to keep that perfect season alive and advance to the semifinals with a victory here tonight against the number 8 seed Pittsburgh Colgan Panthers. Should be a fun one. We'll continue on our pregame show after this timeout and have a quick visit. It's just moments ago I caught up with Dragon head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer in his 17th season and now surpassing 200 wins. We were in the tunnel here at Bramlage Coliseum just before his team took the court. And we'll play that interview for you next on our pregame show as we broadcast live on FM 103.9 KNZA and streaming free audio worldwide at msesports.net.
Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates. Take it to the next level.
Hi, I'm Michelle Garrity, owner and broker at PFN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. Our agency is located in Oskaloosa, Kansas, serving the entire Northeast Kansas area, along with Northwest Missouri. Real estate is one of the most exciting investments you can make, and it should be a fun and rewarding experience. With PFN Realty, we will provide you with top-notch service and expertise along the way. Contact me directly at 785-250-1984 for all your real estate needs. Because at PFN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Carney & Son Construction, located south of Valley Falls on K4 Highway, offers a variety of services to assure you get the job done. With general construction, remodeling, additions, and more, trust Carney & Son Construction of Valley Falls. Let them help you build for the future.
Make owning your dream home a reality. No matter what your goals are, Kendall Bank Mortgage is here to help you find the home loan solution that best fits your needs. Kendall Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For all your insurance needs, stop by and chat with Julie at Kramer Insurance Agency in Ozaukee, specializing in auto, home, and farm insurance since 1954. Visit their website at kramerins.com. That's Kramer Insurance Agency, located in Ozaukee.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Bramwich. Colonel Sim getting set for the Valley Falls Dragons here at the 2A State Tournament against Pittsburgh Colgan, and head coach Caleb Gatzmeier joins us for a quick little pregame. Coach, great feeling to be here in Manhattan. Of course, last year didn't get to play here, but 23-0, it's been a great season, and I'm sure you're looking forward to today.
Yeah, it's an incredible feeling getting to see these guys take this floor. It's just awesome for them, but you know, our focus is getting to play past this day. You know, we got here. We talked about all year long about games that we've won this year that are games that could get us, you know, past the first round of the state tournament, and that's our focus today.
I'll be talking all day about the accolades of what your guys have accomplished, how they've just stepped up and got the job done, and everything that they've accomplished. But let's talk about your matchup. What can you tell us, and what might fans be listening for, kind of looking for here in this game today?
You know, Colgan's a team that's all year long is kind of run and jump pressed and try to get into you a little bit defensively. You know, that we're hoping maybe we see that, because that kind of bodes well for what we do. We like to push the tempo, so if they do that, we're going to get out and run and hopefully create some easy opportunities for our big guys and some easy threes in transition.
Final thought, Coach. What about your guys? What's the key for them, just like calming the nerves and them being able to come out and just play basketball like they've done all year?
Yeah, we just talked about, you know, taking a few seconds to kind of soak it all in, and then it's time to go to work. You know, it's a different atmosphere and bigger goals, but it's still, you know, 10-foot goals and everything's the same, so we're going to go to work.
Should be a fun game. I know a lot of hungry guys. Best of luck today, Coach. Enjoy it.
All right, Justin. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Caleb Gatzmeier, head coach of the Dragons. Again, Valley Falls against Pitt Colgan coming up next. First, another pregame timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, live from Manhattan.
Petro Convenience Store. It's your one-stop shop in Valley Falls. Need some fuel and snacks? They've got it. Need to grab lunch or feed your family dinner? No problem. They've got Godfather's Pizza and a hotcake and the Chow Now ordering app to make it easy. Need a cold snack after the game? They also have that with their soft serve ice cream and shakes. Need to grab some adult beverages on the way home? Well, they've got that too with Valley Liquor located inside Petro Convenience Store in Valley Falls. They've got it all.
K4 Ag is your one stop for ag and everyday life in Valley Falls. For car and truck repairs or mineral, feed, and farm supplies, they've got it all. Give them a call today at 785-945-3202. K4 Ag, just off K4 Highway in Valley Falls.
Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls has been serving their neighbors for the past 34 years. They're your one-stop shop for all your plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, and heat pump projects. They specialize in carrier equipment, parts, and service. That's Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls.
Covenant Real Estate and Auction supports local schools and wishes our area teams the best at state basketball. Covenant Real Estate and Auction specializes in live internet-only and live webcast auctions. Contact them at 785-573-SOLD. Covenant Real Estate and Auction, celebrating their 25th year.
Whether it's commercial or residential, no job is too large or too small for L&L Construction. Call today for a free estimate, 913-367-3161. L&L Construction, where quality is their priority.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Bramwich Coliseum in Manhattan with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. Justin Fluke with you, getting set for Valley Falls against Pitt Colgan. The undefeated Dragons, 23-0, trying to keep that perfect season alive, taking on Pitt Colgan, who comes in at 14-8. But we told you about their losses, five of them against Class 3A schools that are in the 3A state tournament. Colgan won their sub-state as the number 4 seed. They beat Erie in the semifinals, 62-35, and then won their sub-state championship game over Cherokee Southeast, 76-48. So Colgan breezed through a lot of the 2A competition that they faced this season, and now today is a rematch of a first-round state tournament game from 2014. Valley Falls has only had a handful of games decided by single digits this season. Did have a couple overtime games, but so far they've been able to survive and advance. Beat Perry LeCompton to win their midseason tournament championship. Had a couple single-digit wins against Pleasant Ridge. Also a single-digit win by Horton and by JCN. And Valley Falls, as mentioned, had a tough one to win their sub-state championship last Saturday, 53-50 over ACCHS. Breaking down the Dragons, complete team with so many contributors and certainly a lot of experience. Avery Gatzmeyer, a 6'2 senior, leading the Dragons, averaging 15 points per game. He's made 50 three-point baskets on the year. His backcourt mate is Dylan Cervantes, a 5'10 junior, averages 14 points per game and has made 44 three-point shots. Also in the backcourt at the point is Brennan Miller, a 5'11 senior. He's scoring 10 points a game and averaging 7.2 assists. Zach Evans, a 5'11 sophomore, averaging 13 points and 7 rebounds per game. And Trimpton Kraxner, the leading rebounder for Valley Falls, he's a senior, 9 rebounds per game. Kraxner also chipping in 7 points per ballgame. So all five starters score between 7 and 15 points per game for head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer, who went over 200 wins this season as head coach with the Valley Falls boys. For Pitt Colgan, they have two top weapons on the offensive end. Jalen Van Beesler, a 5'10 senior, averages a team-high 17 points per game, and 6'3 senior Nick Eisen, 12 points and a team-high 6.5 rebounds per game. A couple other guys at 5 points, 6 points, 7 points for their averages for Pitt Colgan. Let's go ahead and finish out the starting lineups. We gave you Valley Falls, starting with Gatzmeyer, Miller, Cervantes, Evans, and Kraxner. For St. Mary's and Coach Wayne Cheon, they'll be the visitors as the 8 seed in the road blue uniforms with white numerals, letters, and trim. Their starters include Colin Height. He is a 5'11 junior, and the rest of the starters are seniors for Pitt Colgan. Aiden Fleming, a 5'11 senior. Stuart O'Brien, a 6'2" senior. And then the two big guys that we mentioned, 5'10 senior Jalen Van Beesler, 17 points a game, and Nick Eisen, a 6'3 senior, 12 points, and leading the team in rebounding coming into tonight. Pitt Colgan, 14-8 under Coach Wayne Cheon. So Valley Falls will be the home team in the white uniforms here with gold numbers, letters, and black trim. Good crowd on hand, and the Valley Falls student section is directly behind me. Good contingent of faithful from Jefferson County as well here this evening. As earlier today, the two winners in this 2A boys state tournament were number 2 seed Hillsboro and number 3 seed Linden. So the number 2 and 3 seeds have advanced to the semifinals. Valley Falls, the number 1 seed, looking to keep that chalk true. And the winner of this game will play tomorrow night at 8 p.m. against either St. Mary's or Trigo Joaquini. St. Mary's and Trigo Joaquini are the number 4 and the number 5 seeds. And the winner of that one plays the winner of this Valley Falls Pitt Colgan game. Again, that's tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Right now, we only have one local team that's punched their ticket to the semifinals tomorrow. That's the Royal Valley Boys, as they'll play at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Royal Valley Boys taking on Southeast of Saline from Hutchinson, Class 3A. That is tomorrow at 2 o'clock here on 103.9 KMZA. Going on right now, simultaneously on our sister station, 92.1 KMZA. From Dodge City, it's the undefeated Centralia girls taking on Spearville. So we'll keep you updated on that game as well. All of the scores and results are posted online at mscsports.net. One final timeout. When we come back, we're going to tip this thing off. It's Valley Falls and Pitt Colgan, 2A Boys State Tournament Basketball, live from Manhattan here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Davis Publications, Inc., the Valley Falls Vindicator, and the Oskaloosa Independent Newspapers wish the Valley Falls boys luck at state basketball. The Vindicator and the Independent cover the communities and happenings in Jefferson County. Go Valley Falls Dragons!
Valley Falls Pharmacy has a friendly, knowledgeable staff ready to help you with your prescription needs. They're a preferred network for SilverScript, Aetna, and ClearSpring Medicare insurance plans, providing free local delivery. You can reach them at 785-945-3711.
Jeffson & Associates Insurance is an independent insurance agency located in Valley Falls, Kansas. Jeffson & Associates Insurance has been serving customers in the Jefferson County area for more than 25 years. They can help protect what's important to you, from your home and auto to your farm or business. Call Jeffson & Associates Insurance for a quote at 785-945-6211 or visit them on the web at www.jeffsonins.com.
Rainbow Communications is a participating service provider in the Affordable Connectivity Program that provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands. The benefit program ensures households can afford the broadband they need for work and school. To learn more about the eligibility requirements for the Affordable Connectivity Program, visit Rainbow Communications' website at rainbowtel.net.
Kansaland Radio.
Princeton Craxner, Stuart O'Brien set to tip it off. We are underway as Valley Falls wins the opening tip. The Dragons and the home whites will go left to right. Quickly attacking the basket to the baseline is Brennan Miller, trying to find some help. Now Miller gets it back in the corner. He'll shoot a three. Off the rim, no good, but an offensive rebound and a foul called as Dylan Cervantes got the rebound for Valley Falls. An inbounds play called here by Coach Caleb Gatzmeier. The Dragons will keep it here on their offensive end. First possession of the game extended by an offensive rebound. Gatzmeier to trigger it in. Does so in the far corner to Miller. Brennan took a little shove there to Cervantes as he hands it off, and now Miller gets it back. The state's leaders in assists in all classifications this season. Here's a Gatzmeier three, and it rimmed out. Fell off the front iron. Pretty good look by Abe. And the Dragons missed their first two shots, both three-pointers here in the game. Nick Ison on the left side to Colin Height. The lob down low to Stuart O'Brien, who turns and lays it in. Stuart O'Brien is 6'3", pretty big guy inside, averaging 6 points a game for Pitt Colgan, and he scores the first two here tonight. Nearly a minute gone by. Dragons with the basketball. Work against a man-to-man defense of Pitt Colgan. Craxner on the near side, up top Cervantes. He'll try the three, and that's no good. 0 for 3 of the Dragons, but an offensive rebound again. Miller chases it down. Pass deflected through the hands and into Zach Evans. Now Craxner drives, finger roll layup, no. The follow, no. And Valley Falls has missed their first five shots of the game, but they have three offensive rebounds. Now a nice one-handed bounce pass up the court, but a block by Zach Evans, as it looked like it would be an open layup for Colin Height. Nice pass, but Evans got back to swat it away from behind. Just barely getting back in transition there for the Dragons as Coach Gatzmeier takes off the sports coat. Getting serious now. 6:40 to go in the first. Turnaround jumper on the baseline. This one misses by Nick Ison. Rebounded by Avery Gatzmeier. Cervantes will bring it ahead for the Dragons, who have missed their first five shots, including three threes by three different individuals. Gassmeyer, great dribbling, slices his way to the cup and spins it up and in. 2 points for Avery Gassmeyer, taking it to the rack. Tough shot. Now a scoop shot and a foul first on the floor is trying to drive to the basket for Pick Colgan is Jalen Van Beesler. Foul going against Dylan Cervantes of Valley Falls. It's our first foul of the contest. Game tied 2-2. Colgan will have it underneath their own goal as they lob it into Eisen. His shot in the paint. It crawls in over the front of the rim. Nick Eisen gives Colgan back the 2-point lead. Little trap, full court pressure, and Miller gets it across the timeline to Cervantes. He'll pull up, little six-footer, missed, tipped out by Kraxner, now hitting the floor. This is a foul on the Dragons as Colin Hyde had secured the rebound, and some contact came to send him to the deck. Foul against Brennan Miller, his first team foul, number two on the Dragons. Pick Colgan in the road blues. Jalen Van Beesler, their leading scorer, will bring it ahead here for Coach Cheon and company, who's about to go to his bench for the first time. 5:45 and the clock moving here in the opening quarter at Bramlage Coliseum. Height gets it back, flips it over to Fleming. Aiden Fleming. And now Van Beesler back up top to Fleming it goes. Valley Falls, like Pick Colgan, playing man-to-man defense. Give it the left elbow. It's O'Brien. Drop step into the lane. Scoop shot up, but a foul would not go through. As Pick Colgan go into their bench, Tucker Harrell, a 5'10 sophomore, and Bo Wilson, a 6-foot senior, both set to come in here for Colgan. Third foul against Valley Falls. And two free throws here for Stuart O'Brien, the first of which is good. He's got 3 points, and Colgan now leads 5-2 as those pair of subs come into the Colgan lineup. Gatzmeyer and Kraxner on the low blocks for Valley Falls here on the second free throw attempt by O'Brien. Good free throw shooting team, Colgan. This one is short, however, and the rebound pulled in by Zach Evans. Should be 5-2. The scoreboard says 4-2 here at Bramlage, but that first free throw was indeed good. They didn't put it up. Here's Miller driving, kicking it. Cervantes fakes the three. He scoops it out to Ave. Three-pointer good. Up and off the back iron. It missed a bit too strong by Gatzmeyer on a second three-point attempt. Up the court is Wilson. Transition again. Missed. Rebounded by Kraxner. Valley Falls got to get back quicker defensively. Now they get a breakaway up the court, and Gatzmeyer leaves it in. Both teams in transition. Up and down the court. Scoreboard shows 4-4. I still don't think that's right. But that's what it says, with 4:44 and the clock moving here in the first. Far side, Bo Wilson has it in the paint. Van Beesler turns and shoots and missed, and then he went over the back in frustration as Cervantes had inside rebounding position and the foul against Jalen Van Beesler. That is the first foul against Pick Colgan. Now they got the score right on the scoreboard. Coach Cheon is over there chewing on him a bit. It is 5-4, Pick Colgan leading as they will set up full court man-to-man pressure. Look the trap out of that on the sides. Cervantes gets it in to Miller. Brennan, one of the seniors for Valley Falls, weaving his way up. Now the bounce pass ahead to Cervantes on the right wing. Dragons no trouble breaking the press. As Miller at half court will set up offense here in the motion against a man-to-man. Kraxner back over to Miller. Cutting through and a wide open layup. It's good. Zach Evans flips it in. Miller gets another assist. And the Dragons take the lead. It's 6-5. First lead for Valley Falls here this evening. Into the paint, O'Brien. Tipped away from him. And it's on the floor. Picked up by the Dragons. They save it in. First turnover of the game. It's against Colgan. Now the Dragons in transition on the baseline. Too far underneath as Cervantes missed the shot. It hit the underneath side of the goal. Colgan, Van Beesler, flip it off the window in transition. That's a charge! Second personal on Van Beesler, the Colgan senior, who leads him averaging 17 points a game as Cervantes took heavy contact, but he did take the charge. Van Beesler to the bench. In comes Aiden Fleming and Nick Eisen. Team foul number two on Colgan. 3:51 to go here in the first quarter. Dragons have the lead, and now the basketball with a 6-5 advantage. Miller one-on-one will bring it ahead against Tucker Harrell, who averages 7 points a game off the bench.
Miller gets into the half court. Brennan now floats it back to Gatzmeier. We thought about that one from halfway between the three-point line and half court. Now he feeds Evans again, driving to the basket. Another layup for Zach Evans. Well-executed offense. Valley Falls leading by three. Couple buckets by Evans, the sophomore, on layups going to the hoop. And this ball back to Aiden Fleming. He'll dribble it out behind the three-point line. There's actually three different three-point lines here at Bramwich Coliseum. The women's line, the men's line for college basketball, and a temporary one they put up for high school with white tape. It's kind of bubbling a little bit as Colgan misses the shot. Now the pass ahead, Evans, another layup, good in transition. Zach Evans has six in the first quarter. Timeout. Timeout. Pitt Colgan wants to talk as Valley has scored six consecutive points and the Dragons lead it 10-5. We'll step away as well with 2:55 to go here in quarter number one. It's Class 2A Boys State Basketball on FM 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
Jade Millwrights, locally owned by Dale Elliott and Jeremy DeLisi, offers new systems or repairs for your specific needs. See them for grain handling equipment, elevator legs, conveyors, dump pits, concrete, new construction, and new building layouts too. Jade Millwrights in Hiawatha.
Jamie Heinen is your local hometown real estate agent. With her knowledge about the markets, she's committed to working hard for her clients and to selling fast. Contact Jamie Heinen with Covenant Real Estate at 785-640-2004.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Flip back with you, Bramwich Coliseum. We're courtside of Manhattan, where Valley Falls has been able to score in transition here out of a Colgan timeout. They missed the shot, little jumper at the foul line by Nick Eisen is no good. Dragons have scored the last 6 points. A lot in transition. A lot by Evans, who missed a little floater on the baseline this time. Looked like the ball kind of slipped out of Evans' hand. But Valley Falls still ahead 10-5 after the Colgan timeout. Eisen picks the three and a little hand-check foul whistle. This one going against Trenton Kraxner. That's his first and team foul number three on the Dragons. Not only breaking the press, but getting layups in transition. Both teams starting out pretty good with the transition offense, but especially Valley Falls now in inbounds play right underneath the bucket. Nobody found Connor Van Beesler, the sophomore, younger Van Beesler, that scores, and now a steal by Tucker Harrell and a foul after Brennan Miller was stripped of the basketball and turned it over. Miller picks up the foul. That's going to be his second, and that'll send a Dragon to the scores table for the first time today. Carson Clark, a senior, averaging 3 points, three boards a game. He has to check in as Brennan Miller sets a turnover and then picking up his second personal foul. Dragons still up three as the clock goes. Under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Winner of this game will play tomorrow night at 8 p.m. against either St. Mary's or Trigo Joaquini. Dragons stay man-to-man on the defensive side. They've been pretty good so far. Lost track of the Connor Van Beesler a moment ago. On the bench with two fouls is Jalen Van Beesler, the leading scorer for the Panthers. Motion offense. Harrell has it on the far side. Now in the lane. Eisen, a tough turnaround jumper, and it's good. Eisen makes his second bucket and pulls Pitt Colgan back within one. Avery Gatzmeier will now handle the ball more with Miller on the bench. He goes into the lane. Tough shot with the left hand off the glass and good. Avery Gatzmeier and Zach Evans each have 6 points for Valley Falls, who leads it 12-9. Kick out three and Trimmer. No good. Rebounded by Cervantes. Dillon wants to run. Passes ahead. Evans, another layup. He missed that one in transition, but rebounded by Clark. He missed. His follow shot. No. Evans has it out to Ave for three. Short. And another tip, but we get a foul against Valley Falls. Man alive, you got to love the heart, the hustle, and the energy for the Dragons to get on the offensive glass. Rebound after rebound after rebound. Several shots that would not fall, but high percentage looks for Evans, and Carson Clark had a couple attempts. And the foul went against Carson Clark, his first team foul number six already on Valley Falls. Colgan has it, trailing by three, under 40 seconds left now here, and with two fouls, Jalen Van Beesler's back in the game. Jalen floats it to the low block. That's tipped and stolen by Zach Evans. Great ups by Evans. Here comes Gatzmeyer after the second turnover on Pitt Colgan. Gatzmeyer to Evans. Now back to Abe. 22 seconds. Clock moving in the first. He'll underhand it to Cervantes, who holds it on the purple Wildcat at midcourt. K-State looking for a new head men's basketball coach. Maybe Caleb Gatzmeyer will put his name in the hat while he's hanging in Manhattan here at Bramlage this week. 6 seconds left. Now Cervantes moves right baseline. Cut off. Puts it up anyway. Missed it from 12. Offensive board by Evans. That shot blocked. Van Beesler at half court will not get it off before the horn sounds, and that's the end of one quarter. Valley Falls trailed early by a couple. They led by as many as five. And at the end of one quarter, it's the Dragons with 12 points. Pitt Colgan with 9. A full one-minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Heinen Custom Operations is proud of the Valley Falls Dragons making it to the state tournament. From residential to commercial, the multi-talented team at Heinen Custom Operations makes your dream their blueprint. Contact them today at 785-945-3321. Heinen Custom Operations. Save the date for the Dirt Road Junk Fest, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, October 8th. Food, antiques, junk, handmade items, and fun for the kids. With over 200 vendors, you're sure to find some treasures. Go to dirtroadjunkfest.com for more info.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Kansaland Radio.
Justin Flipback with you. 2A State Boys Basketball. Quarterfinal for the Valley Falls Boys. They lead 12-9 over Pitt Colgan. And a shot partially blocked there by Carson Clark of the Dragons as Pitt Colgan had it to begin the second quarter. Now Valley gets it ahead. Nice flip back to Kraxner, who scores on the assist from Zach Evans. Trenton Kraxner with his first bucket. Valley Falls got 6 points each from Evans and Gatzmeyer in that first quarter to lead 12-9. Now up 14-9, and an answer at the other end. Left block shot by Nick Eisen is good, the senior for Colgan. Pass way up the court. Evans fakes, goes up, scores again. A layup, and again in transition. Pitt Colgan not getting back. Evans now has 8 points, and Valley Falls ahead again by five. They've been up by five on three different occasions. Currently 16-11. As the clock rolls towards 7 minutes remaining here in the first half. Brendan Miller is still on the bench with two fouls. He's back in there now for Valley Falls with two fouls. And Cervantes getting a little break. Colgan looking to work it inside. They do to Fleming, who kicks it out. A three by Harrell in the near corner. Well short. Offensive rebound. Turnaround jumper missed by Van Beesler. And then another follow by Stuart O'Brien. And now Colgan getting a few offensive second and third chance opportunities. And a foul on Carson Clark. Second personal on Clark. He joins Miller with two fouls. And deeper down the bench, Spencer Dorajamaji checking in for Valley Falls. Free throw here, no good. Colgan now 1-for-3 at the line. Stuart O'Brien has attempted all of their free throws so far. As Clark goes out with his two fouls. Dorajamaji, a 6'3 senior, making his first appearance for the Dragons. Second free throw good. And Valley Falls leads by four. Full court pressure still by Pitt Colgan. Valley's been able to beat him down the court. Lob ahead here, and it's too high. Through the hands over the head of Trenton Kraxner. Turnover number two on Valley Falls. Three turnovers on Pitt Colgan so far. And again, Valley Falls was behind the full court pressure defense of Pitt Colgan, but that time the pass could not be handled. 16-12, Dragons lead. 6:25 to go here in the second quarter. Eisen on the outside. Up top it goes to Harrell. Harrell drives by Evans. Lost the handle, got it back. Fakes the three in the far corner. Now they reverse it to the near wing to Aiden Fleming. Fleming finds Eisen, left side of the paint. Skips the pass to the right elbow. O'Brien on the baseline with the dribble. Goes up and scores. Stuart O'Brien now with 6 points. He only averages 6 points per game. He's got six now, a couple free throws and a couple buckets to make it a two-point contest. Brendan Miller with a couple fouls out there dribbling, setting up the offense. Kraxner on the left wing. Still man-to-man D by Colgan. Gatzmeier, nice spin. Left-handed shot, too strong off the window. Here comes Colgan. Harrell, two on three, down the middle of the court. Tough shot, missed, rebounded by Kraxner. Now Evans, Dragons want to run. Gatzmeier on the left wing. 5.5 to play here in the second quarter. Avery's hit 53s on the year, but missed his first couple here tonight. Valley Falls at State for the second straight year. Another three try by Gatzmeier. This one no good. Rebounded by Colgan. Valley didn't get a play here at Bramwich Coliseum last year as the first round of all the state tournaments were played locally. There's a scoop shot miss. Tipped by Kraxner. Saved in by O'Brien. Now up top to Harrell for the triple. An air ball out of bounds, and it'll go to Valley Falls. Jack Schrimmer and Connor Van Beesler check in for Colgan, and also Bryce Simon, a 5'6 senior, as Colgan has already played nine guys here in the first half. Two off the bench for the Dragons. They've played seven as they set up here against the full court press. It'll be Cervantes to trigger it in. Gatzmeier and Miller stand in front of him. Dora Maggi and Evans are at half court for Valley Falls, who lead by two. Miller against Colin Height. Lost the dribble for a moment, but able to keep it alive. Miller still tightly defended. Now picks it up, looking for help. Flips it over to Evans. Valley Falls outscored slightly, 5-4 here in the second quarter, and a foul trying to defend Gatzmeier from behind as they went down and posted up on Jack Schrimmer that time. And Schrimmer picks up his first personal. That's only team foul number four against Colgan. Seven fouls on Valley Falls, so Colgan in the bonus. Cervantes sees an opening, goes down the lane. Valley wanted a foul, didn't get it. Cervantes missed the layup. Here's the pass ahead to Hyde in transition. He scores for Colgan. Both teams have struggled to get back defensively in transition. This pass goes way up the court to Cervantes. He hit the deck after he got it. Valley Falls turns it over again. Dragons lose the handle. Here comes Pick Colgan with the game tied at 16. Height has it on the near side. Eisen. Just over 4 minutes remaining in this second stanza. Simon. And now backing it up is Schrimmer near the timeline. Schrimmer, one of a couple sophomores, actually three of them that have played already for Colgan. Here's a three by Eisen, the big guy, off the back iron, no good. Rebound by Evans, looks, but he has nobody up the court in a white jersey. Evans now on the right wing, back to the trailer. A deep NBA three, Gatzmeier missed it short. Rebound to Pick Colgan. He was a couple steps behind all three of the three-point lines here at Bramlage. Now a shot from the elbow. Schrimmer swished it in, and Colgan takes the lead. Coach Gatzmeier yet to call a timeout tonight, but might be thinking about one here, and he is going to take it with 3:32 to go in the second quarter. Pitt Colgan has won this second quarter by a 9-4 advantage, and it's Colgan ahead 18-16 at the timeout with 3:32 to go in the half. Our timeout's all brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them just west of Whiting and online at popcorngifts.net. We're back in half a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The 2022 private treaty bull sale is underway now for Rinkus Cattle Company at Holton. A sale catalog is available online at rinkescattle.com or text or call at 785-845-5272.
Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates, take it to the next level.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Fluke back with you out of a timeout. Valley Falls with the basketball. They trail by two as they break the press. Miller out to Gatzmeier. Cut off that time on his way to the basket. We're at 3:20 to go here in the second quarter. Pitt Colgan has taken an 18-16 lead over the Dragons. We have a couple players, Carson Clark and Brennan Miller, each with two fouls. Miller dribbling up top here against Colin Height. Tight pressure defense by Colgan. Now Miller glides to the basket. Shot no good. A bit off balance as that one released from the hip. Van Beesler ahead to Height. Van Beesler, the only Colgan player with two fouls. Now on the left baseline, it's Stuart O'Brien. He has 6 points and a charging foul as Kratzner took another charge. Plays so much bigger than he is. Such a smart post. Trenton Kratzner at 6'3", undersized, but he takes the charge here. That's the first personal on Stuart O'Brien, team foul number 5. And the Dragons have already taken 2 charge calls here in Bramlage this evening. Uh-oh, miscommunication on the inbound. Gatzmeier was trying to get open. He did a spin move. Cervantes went to throw it to him, and Gatzmeier had spinned away. The ball went out of bounds. Turnover number 4 against the Dragons. And Pitt Colgan will inbound here underneath their own goal. Aiden Fleming to throw it in. Cervantes faces the inbounder as Valley stays man-to-man. Left side of the goal, outside the purple paint. Bounce pass into Van Beesler, who has to dribble it back up top. Now Tucker Harrell, a sophomore, good scorer off the bench. Restarts the offense for Colgan. Pass to the left wing. Height driving on Miller, who has 2 fouls. It's knocked away. Kratzner came to help, and Colgan will keep the basketball with 2:37 left here in the half. Short break. Now Nick Eisen is back in. Jalen Van Beesler comes out. The leading scorer held without any points so far in this game. Stuart O'Brien's picked up the slack. He drives. He banks another one in. Stuart O'Brien with 8 points, 6 of those here in this second quarter. Gatzmeier looking over the pressure defense. Everyone clears out. Nave gets it across the timeline. Up the court to Miller. Dragons down 4. Miller finds Evans. Cut to the basket. Layup is good. Zach Evans now with 10 points. That's a game high, and a lot of them have been layups just like that one. But this time in the half court instead of transition. So briefly down 4, the Dragons are back within 2. Lob to the big guy, Eisen. Now a long 2 by O'Brien straight away. It's no good. Kratzner's got another rebound. Trenton piling up the boards, looking for a guard as he finds Miller. And into the half court comes the Dragons. Valley Falls in the white jerseys. Number 1 seed, the only boys undefeated basketball team in the entire state. Here's a 3-pointer! Bam, bam, bam! 3 points for Zach Evans on the first Dragon triple of the night. Valley's back up by 1. Here's O'Brien on the left wing. Height gonna fire a triple to answer. This one in and out, no good. Rebound Dragons. Cervantes away from the pressure. He dribbles it left to right with a minute 20 to go here in the first half. Now back to Miller. Miller going to shoot the 3, and it's no good. Rolled off. Brennan yet to score in this game. He's made 28 triples on the year, but that one would not go. It's Evans with the hot hand, and 13 points to lead Valley Falls. 21-20. The Dragons were down 4 a moment ago. They've scored 5 straight, all by Zach Evans. Colgan looking for a cutter. Now the kick out. 3 by Eisen is short. Rebound tip. Harrell hustles over to get it, and Colgan keeps the possession. Down 1. 50 seconds left in the half. A drive. Harrell, bucket, good. No help defense that time as Harrell got to the basket. And Colgan back up by 1. Here's Gatzmeier to the middle. Now back to the near side. He breaks the press, keeps the dribble. Bounce pass to Miller. Nearly tripped up. Over to Evans. Evans attacks again. Off the glass and in. 15. Zach Evans. Hello. 23-22, back and forth we go. Dragons by 1, and Colgan wants the final shot of the half. 16 seconds left. 2 fingers up on the right hand of Eisen. Now the ball goes out to O'Brien. 10 seconds to go against the Dragon man-to-man. Valley led by 3 at the end of one quarter. They trailed by 4 a moment ago. Currently ahead by 1. 2 seconds left. Eisen, tough fadeaway, turnaround, no good. That was not a good shot. Wayne Cheon says, that's the best we can get. That's the best shot we can get at the end of the second quarter. He's not too happy as his team comes off the court. And the Dragons lead by 1 here at halftime. Entertainment for 16 minutes of basketball from the 2A State Tournament in Manhattan. We head to the break with Valley Falls 23 and Pitt Colgan 22. This is FM 103.9 KNZA, your local sports authority.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
Kearney & Son Construction, located south of Valley Falls on K4 Highway, offers a variety of services to assure you get the job done. With general construction, remodeling, additions, and more, trust Kearney & Son Construction of Valley Falls. Let them help you build for the future.
Interested in a low interest rate mortgage with no money down? You may be eligible for a USDA Rural Development Loan. Call Kendall Bank Mortgage to see if a USDA loan is the right option for you. Kendall Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For all your insurance needs, stop by and chat with Julie at Kramer Insurance Agency in Ozaukee, specializing in auto, home, and farm insurance since 1954. Visit their website at KramerINS.com. That's Kramer Insurance Agency, located in Ozaukee.
K4 Ag is your one stop for ag and everyday life in Valley Falls. For car and truck repairs or mineral, feed, and farm supplies, they've got it all. Give them a call today at 785-945-3202. K4 Ag, just off K4 Highway in Valley Falls.
Hyman PHE Services in Valley Falls has been serving their neighbors for the past 34 years. They're your one-stop shop for all your plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, and heat pump projects. They specialize in carrier equipment, parts, and service. That's Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls.
Covenant Real Estate and Auction wishes the Valley Falls boys the best at state basketball. Broker Andy Conser and agents Jamie Heinen and Caitlin Gantz specialize in traditional listings, buyer agency, and auctions. Reach them at 785-573-SOLD. Covenant Real Estate and Auction, celebrating their 25th year.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome into the Halftime Show with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. Justin Flutback with you here in Manhattan. An entertaining first half of boys basketball here at 2A State. And the Dragons of Valley Falls leading the Panthers of Pitt Colgan 23-22. Valley Falls jumped out to a 10-5 lead. That five-point margin, the biggest that either team had here in the first half. Valley still ahead 12-9 at the end of one quarter. But Pitt Colgan went ahead 20-16. That was a little 11-4 run by Colgan to begin the second period. And Valley Falls then would come back. What a big half for Zach Evans leading the charge for the Dragons. He made the only three-pointer of this entire first half during that late run as Valley Falls from down four scored five straight to take a one-point lead, and the two teams exchanged baskets there in the final minute of this first half. Our statistics at the break brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting, the local experienced professionals on your side. So with tax appointments available and more than just filing your tax return, they'll help you with advice and information throughout the year. It's NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. Call them for your accounting and tax help. First half stats for St. Mary's go like this. Stuart O'Brien with 8 points. Nick Eisen has six. Those are the two big guys inside, so a lot of the points coming in the paint there for those two. And four other guys scored for St. Mary's, one bucket each. Tucker Harrell, 2 points. Colin Height, 2 points. Jack Schrimmer and Connor Van Beesler also both had 2 points. Pitt Colgan was 2-for-4 at the free throw line. Valley did not attempt a single free throw in the first half. Dragons made the only three-point bucket, though, of the first half. Valley Falls also had 8 fouls with 2 personals each on Brennan Miller and Carson Clark. St. Mary's just 5 fouls, and the only with 2 is Jalen Van Beesler, the leading scorer, who did not score in the first half for Pitt Colgan. A couple ties, a few lead changes, and a one-point game here at the break. Winner advances to the state semifinals tomorrow night at 8 p.m. against the winner of the late game tonight between the St. Mary's Bears and Trigo Joaquini Eagles. So we'll take another timeout and come back with more of our halftime show presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. If you want the best, you have to get out of town with a 110% price match guarantee. It's Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. Valley Falls boys up one at the break. More of our halftime show follows this time out here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Whether it's commercial or residential, no job is too large or too small for L&L Construction. Call today for a free estimate, 913-367-3161. L&L Construction, where quality is their priority.
Davis Publications, Inc., the Valley Falls Vindicator, and the Oskaloosa Independent Newspapers wish the Valley Falls boys luck at state basketball. The Vindicator and the Independent cover the communities and happenings in Jefferson County. Go Valley Falls Dragons!
Valley Falls Pharmacy has a friendly, knowledgeable staff ready to help you with your prescription needs. They're a preferred network for SilverScript, Aetna, and Clear Spring Medicare insurance plans, providing free local delivery. You can reach them at 785-945-3711.
Jade Millwrights, locally owned by Dale Elliott and Jeremy DeLisi, offers new systems or repairs for your specific needs. See them for grain handling equipment, elevator legs, conveyors, dump pits, concrete, new construction, and new building layouts too. Jade Millwrights in Hiawatha.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Justin Fluke with you. We're at halftime here in this 2A State Boys quarterfinal. Earlier winners today included the number 2 and the number 3 seeds here in Manhattan. The Hillsborough Boys have just one loss. The Linden Boys have only 2 losses. They both won today. And now Valley Falls ahead 23-22 over Pittsburgh Colgan here at halftime. It was interesting how both teams were able to score in transition. I know both coaches talk about getting back defensively, probably in the locker room. Both teams had their fair share of offensive rebounds as well. Man, both teams played really hard. It was a fun game and highly competitive, as the biggest lead for either team was 5 points in the first half. Here's the scoring for Valley Falls in the split between just 3 different individuals. Zach Evans, what a half. 15 points for Evans, made the only Dragon triple, scored 9 of his 15 in that second quarter. Avery Gatzmeyer had 6. In fact, Evans and Gatzmeyer both had 6 for the Valley Falls 12-9 lead at the end of the first quarter. The only other Dragon to score, Trenton Kraxner, he has 2 points here at halftime. But Kraxner has been a horse on the rebound. He's also taken one of a couple charging violations for Valley Falls defensively here in this contest. Still awaiting some of the official statistics and some of the overall shooting numbers, but I know both teams certainly struggled. Valley Falls missed their first 6 three-pointers tonight before Zach Evans finally made one there in the second quarter. Again, one other game going on right now. That is the Centralia girls, who are leading out in Dodge City, the 1A state tournament. The Centralia girls up at halftime 34-21 over Spearville, looking and continuing their undefeated season. So Centralia leading. That is on 92.1 KMZA. No more local games coming up tonight. And tomorrow we will have for sure one game, Royal Valley Boys at 2 p.m. in Hutchinson. That will be against southeast of Saline here on 103.9. They lost a few teams yesterday. The Jackson Heights girls and Valley Heights girls both lost tough games yesterday. Both had leads at halftime, but ended up losing in the second half to the Jackson Heights and Valley Heights girls here at Bramwich Coliseum yesterday. We also lost the Troy boys as they fell short in their 1A state tournament opening round game at Dodge City. So we'll take one more timeout here as we wrap up our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. This is a real quick, short 1 minute timeout. With a 1-point game at the break, Valley Falls 23, Pitt Colgan 22, and the third quarter starts after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jamie Heinen is your local hometown real estate agent. With her knowledge about the markets, she's committed to working hard for her clients and to selling fast.
Contact Jamie Heinen with Covenant Real Estate at 785-640-2004.
Heinen Custom Operations is proud of the Valley Falls Dragons making it to the state tournament. From residential to commercial, the multi-talented team at Heinen Custom Operations makes your dream their blueprint. Contact them today at 785-945-3321. Heinen Custom Operations.
Hi, I'm Michelle Garrity, owner and broker of PFN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. Our agency is located in Oskaloosa, Kansas, serving the entire Northeast Kansas area, along with Northwest Missouri. Real estate is one of the most exciting investments you can make, and it should be a fun and rewarding experience. With PFN Realty, we will provide you with top-notch service and expertise along the way. Contact me directly at 785-250-1984 for all your real estate needs. Because at PFN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Fluke with you. Valley Falls basketball to begin the second half. A little pick and roll with Katzmeyer and Kraxner. And Trenton sets the screen. He rolls to the basket. Katzmeyer finds him, and Trenton scores just like that. A couple seconds into the second half. Valley Falls started with it in the half court, and they now lead 25-22. In the paint, it's Stuart O'Brien for Pitt Colgan. And Beezer's out there with two fouls for Colgan. Their leading scorer held without a point in the first half, averages 17 a game. Dragons have Brendan Miller, their only starter, with two personal fouls, as he's out there. It's the starting five for both these teams here to begin the third quarter. Justin Fluke with you courtside. Studio engineer Seth Tollefson. Final game of the night for our local teams in high school state basketball. Here's a cut and a driving layup good as Jalen Van Beesler does score his first points of the contest. Full court pressure. The Dragons have had no trouble with that as Katzmeyer comes into the half court. Valley the top seed and the only undefeated team in the state on the boys' side. Three-point shot by Ave. Everybody left him when Kraxner set the screen that time, and Avery still hasn't been able to connect from long range. Van Beesler attacks into the paint. Missed it. Rebound again by Kraxner. Gatzmeyer's ahead. He gets it. Goes strong on the right side over O'Brien, and a foul called. Gatzmeyer will get two free throws, and that's personal number, maybe just number two on Stuart O'Brien. We'll check it. First foul of the half. Yep, it is the second on Stuart O'Brien, so he joins Van Beesler. This will be the first free throw that Valley Falls has attempted in this game. Avery, 57% at the line this season, and that one around and spun out. 6 points for Ave, all in the first quarter. Trying to pad the Dragon 1 point lead. Second free throw coming with 6:36 to go in the quarter. This one is short. Rebounded by Stuart O'Brien. It stays in with two fouls for Colgan. Here's Van Beesler. He's trying to pick it up. Passes it ahead to Colin Height. Both teams played almost exclusively man-to-man defense throughout that first half against Kraxner, working hard as Eisen to get off a shot. And a foul called against Trenton. His hands go straight up as he can't believe the call. Personal number two on Trenton and Kraxner. So Kraxner joins Miller and Clark, each with two fouls. And a couple free throws here for Nick Eisen, first of which for the lefty is good. 7 points now for Nick Eisen, the 6'3 senior, averaging 12 a night. Game tied at 25. Second free throw for Eisen is perfect and gives Colgan back the lead. Colgan has made 4 of 6 free throws. Valley 0 for 2 after those misses by Gatz a moment ago. 26-25 Colgan. Avery on the left side. Kraxner again comes to set the screen. Gatzmeyer driving in a little reach in foul. This will be the second team foul on Colgan. And Nick Eisen picks up his first personal. Those fouls coming in the first couple minutes here of this third quarter. Brennan Miller didn't score any offensively in that first half. He sends it over to Gatzmeyer. Evans comes to set the screen. He'll roll, but he's covered up. Gatzmeyer keeps it all the way to the cup, and a tough layup as Gatzmeyer hits the deck, able to make the shot. 8 points now for Avery, and Valley Falls is ahead by one. O'Brien ahead in the far corner to Height. Now down low. Again, it's Eisen. Back to the bat against Kraxner. A little fadeaway short. Kraxner rebounds, throws it way up the court, and double-team. Miller somehow still comes up with it. Brendan Miller weaving his way, able to save the ball in the possession. Now a three by Zach Evans. No good. Rebounded by Colgan. Might be one of the few misses that Evans has had here in the Bram tonight. He scored 15 points in the first half for the Dragons.
And we got a foul as Kraxner went flying backwards. Boy, Van Beesler just lowered his head and shoulder and kind of drove right at him. But the foul against Dylan Cervantes, and now he's got two. So Cervantes, Clark, Kraxner, and Miller all with two fouls. Oh, and they say on a shot? I'm not sure about the foul, and I'm definitely not sure that Van Beesler was in the act of shooting. He's going to get two free throws here. His first one of the game is perfect, and we're tied at 27. That's already four fouls on four fouls total, two on each team here in the third quarter. Second free throw, Van Beesler, the senior, hit it. He's got 4 points here in the third quarter already, and it's 28-27. Pitt Colgan with the lead. Number eight seed with eight losses, but five against 3A schools that are at the state tournament. Five of those losses. Here's a tough look in the paint. Basket good. First points for Dylan Cervantes. Good to see him get inside and get a bucket there. The Dragon Jr. Al Van Beesler cut off by Gatzmeyer. Gets it up top to Fleming. Evans went for the steal and didn't get it. Bo Wilson, now it is stolen away. Here's Brendan Miller with Cervantes. Two on two. Miller all the way. Missed the layup. And the rebound to Pitt Colgan. Turnover against Colgan was their fourth one of the contest. Valley has four turnovers here tonight as well. 4:35 to go. We're in the third. Dragons by one. Van Beesler. And a little hand check foul again. This one on Avery Gatzmeyer. All of a sudden, the officials calling things pretty darn tight here out of the locker room. Avery Gatzmeyer picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number three as Colgan brings in Colin Height. Also, Nick Eisen coming in. They played nine guys and a lot of rotation for Colgan in that first half. Valley Falls played seven. Clark and Doramaji came in off the bench. Colgan underneath their basket here to inbound to Van Beesler on the right block against Gatzmeyer. A tough little turnaround shot is up and good. Showing the athletic ability there, Van Beesler now has 6 points in this third quarter. Colgan ahead by one. Lots of lead changes. 4:20 to go. Over to Cervantes. Down to the baseline. Good find to Kraxner. Fakes, goes up, and it's fouled. Trenton upset. He didn't make the basket as well, but a nice shot fake there, and Trenton will have two free throws. Kraxner, a 54% free throw shooter. Foul number two against Nick Eisen. So Colgan has a trio of guys at that two-foul plateau. Still no player with three personals yet as Kraxner makes the free throw. Trenton now with 5 points in the contest. First made Valley Falls free throw of the game as Tucker Harrell comes in with O'Brien and Eisen and Schrimmer and Van Beesler out there for Colgan. Second free throw bounces in. Kraxner made them both and puts Valley back ahead, 31-30. Van Beesler, they spread the floor for him against Gatzmeyer. Now the pass to the right wing, O'Brien. A lot of motion, a lot of man-to-man, almost entirely by both these teams since the opening tip. Half the third quarter gone by. Same one-point advantage for Valley Falls that we had at halftime. Shot by Eisen from the foul line is good as Colgan retakes the lead. 10 points now for Eisen, the first Panther in double digits scoring. 32-31. Coach Cheon says, let's play some defense. Miller nearly had his pocket picked. Now it's kicked by Harrell, but he picks it up. One-on-one against Miller. Shot no good. The follow by O'Brien is good. Stuart O'Brien, 10 points, and a costly turnover there by Brennan Miller. Miller against Terrell again. Breaks the press this time. Dragons find themselves down by three. Their biggest deficit was at 20-16. Then they scored five straight. Here's Gatzmeyer into the paint and up and through the cylinder. Avery now in double digits with 10 points. Valley down by one. I have a feeling this game's going to be tied all the way to the final buzzer. Neither team's led by more than five, and that was a 10-5 Valley Falls lead in the first 5 minutes. Under three to go here in the third. 34-33, Colgan with the ball, being a little patient. Schrimmer. Lots of motion through the lane. Now O'Brien up top over to Harrell. He's one-on-one against Miller. Harrell, sophomore, up top to Eisen. He thought about a three. O'Brien steps outside the half moon. Now down low to Harrell. Tough shot over Miller, no good. Offensive rebound, missed shot. Van Beesler follows it, but a foul on Valley Falls. Colgan gets a couple more offensive rebounds. They had an offensive rebound follow a moment ago after a takeaway. And now a couple free throws coming up here for Jack Schrimmer. Catch you, that foul is on. Let's see. They don't post the individual fouls up on the big screen or any of the scoreboards as Schrimmer makes the first free throw. Carson Clark in for Valley Falls. Craxner goes out. So I'm going to guess maybe that was the third on Trenton Craxner. Unlike most of the other state sites, they don't even have live stats that you can see or that they bring to you here at the scores table. Missed free throw, but Van Beesler gets the rebound. Boy, Valley really struggling to rebound right now. Van Beesler against Gatzmeyer. A tough turnaround, though. Player is hitting the deck. Cervantes holding his head as he's a little slow to get up. And it's going to stay Colgan basketball. Valley got to grab a defensive board here. Looks like Cervantes is going to stay in the game. Okay, the 2:23 to go in the frame. Inbounds to Connor Van Beesler. Now back to Schrimmer. 35-33, pick Colgan by a pair. Van Beesler, Dragons stay man-to-man. Aiden Fleming now, given a little room by Zach Evans. He's yet to get going here in the second half after scoring 15 in the first two quarters. Van Beesler inside. There's a deflection. Ball loose, picked up by Evans. Turnover by Colgan. Evans finds Cervantes. One-on-one against Van Beesler. Stick layup good. Dillon just kind of eyed him, knew he had a couple fouls, took it right at him, and laid it in to tie the game at 35. Not a ton of turnovers, but man, they've been costly for both teams and quickly resulted in points for the opponent. Here's the younger Van Beesler. Now the ball stolen away. It's Katzmeyer that gets the steal. Three on one. Nice pass and the layup by Zach Evans. Katzmeyer gets the dime. Evans has 17 points, and the Dragons are back on top by two. They were down three a moment ago. Here's Fleming down low, faking, going up, scoring over Evans. Aiden Fleming is the eighth different player to score in this game for Colgan. Tremendous balance. Cervantes fakes the three, drives, another finger roll for Dylan Cervantes. He's come to hoop here in the third quarter. Dylan's got 6 points in this frame. Under a minute left in it with 39-37 our score. Valley Falls by two. There's a deflection by Allen, but into the hands of Van Beesler. Jalen gets it up top to Jack Trimmer. Now over on the far side to Aiden Fleming. Colgan being patient here as the clock heads towards 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Jalen Van Beesler to Connor Van Beesler. Typical Pittsburgh, Southeast Kansas name that familiar with. 20 seconds now left. Colgan maybe able to hold for one. Jalen Van Beesler against Avery Gatzmeyer. Both coaches used one timeout in the first half, so they have four remaining here. Looks like as we head to the fourth quarter. A step back three. Wow! What a shot by Jalen Van Beesler over Gatzmeyer. Now a half court heave by Miller is no good. And it's a one-point Colgan lead at the end of the third quarter. Avery told by his dad there how to defend a little better than that, but that was a tough shot. I mean, I felt like Abe was right with him. And the step-back triple, that's the first three-pointer made by Pitt Colgan tonight. And Jalen Van Beesler scored nine in that third quarter. Colgan ahead by one, 40-39 against Valley Falls. And the fourth quarter follows this one-minute break here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Save the date for the Dirt Road Junk Fest, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, October 8th. Food, antiques, junk, handmade items, and fun for the kids. With over 200 vendors, you're sure to find some treasures. Go to dirtroadjunkfest.com for more info.
The 2022 Private Treaty Bull Sale is underway now for Rinkus Cattle Company at Holton. A sale catalog is available online at rinkescattle.com or text or call at 785-845-5272.
Petro Convenience Store. It's your one-stop shop in Valley Falls.
Need some fuel and snacks? They've got it. Need to grab lunch or feed your family dinner? No problem. They've got Godfather's Pizza and a hotcakes and the Chow Now ordering app to make it easy. Need a cold snack after the game? They also have that with their soft serve ice cream and shakes. Need to grab some adult beverages on the way home? Well, they've got that too with Valley Liquor located inside Petro Convenience Store in Valley Falls. They've got it all.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Dustin Flute back with you. Pitt Colgan basketball to begin the fourth quarter. They lead 40-39 against Valley Falls. Jalen Van Beesler had a huge third quarter. His pass here deflected, but he gets it back. Colin Height, Nick Eisen, Stuart O'Brien, and Aiden Fleming are on the floor for Coach Wayne Cheon and Colgan. Down low, Jalen Van Beesler scores again against Gatzmeyer. Now an 11-point half for Van Beesler. And this ball's lost out of bounds by Brennan Miller. Coach Cheon clinching both fists saying, come on, right here, let's go. They force another dragon turnover. Now the seventh against Valley Falls in this game. Biggest lead was four briefly for Colgan at 20-16. Now they're ahead by three with the ball. 7 minutes and change to go here in the fourth quarter. Dragons stay man-to-man. Only Krackner has three fouls. He's still on the bench. They need his rebounding presence back out there in a moment. Jalen Van Beesler swatted out of bounds. Good help defense is Carson Clark. Big smiles. He swats that way off in the distance. 7:02 to go in regulation. Aiden Fleming to trigger it in. Finds a cutter, and another blocked shot by Clark, but they call him for the foul this time as he had gotten beat there on a backside break by Nick Eisen, and a couple free throws coming up here for Eisen and Colgan. Personal number three on Carson Clark. Chance to extend this three-point lead. Eisen is 2-for-2 at the line, and Colgan as a team has made 7 of 9 free throws. Eisen with 10 points. Lefty missed the first free throw short. Cervantes back to talk to his team after he was over visiting with Coach Gatzmeyer there for a moment after the foul. Dillon had 6 points in that third quarter. Eisen makes the second free throw. Point number 11 for him. Colgan's balance has Eisen with 11, Van Beesler with 11, and Stuart O'Brien with 10. Now a timeout by Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer. Second time the Dragons have been down 4 points. But this time it's in the fourth quarter with under 7 minutes to go. Pitt Colgan 43, Valley Falls 39. A timeout presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Just west of Whiting, the perfect timeout snack. Visit them online at popcorngifts.net and find your favorite flavor of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. We're back in 30 seconds. It's 2A State Basketball live from Manhattan here on KNZA.
Jepson & Associates Insurance is an independent insurance agency located in Valley Falls, Kansas. Jepson & Associates Insurance has been serving customers in the Jefferson County area for more than 25 years. They can help protect what's important to you from your home and auto to your farm or business. Call Jepson & Associates Insurance for a quote at 785-945-6211 or visit them on the web at www.jepsonins.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Dustin Flute back with you. Steam 5 Dragons out of the timeout. Onto the floor. They'll have the basketball trailing by four. Miller, Gatzmeyer, Cervantes, Clark, and Evans. Evans has 17 for Valley Falls. Gatzmeyer with 10. 6 each for Cervantes and Krackner. Miller breaks the pressure by Pitt Colgan. Finds Evans. Tough shot on the baseline. Miss. Offensive board. Clark up and short. Rebounded by O'Brien for Colgan. A couple pretty good looks there for the Dragons. Now Colgan looking to add to their lead. Driving. Boy, nobody picked up the ball, but a missed layup by Tucker Harrell. That was an easy, easy shot. Bad defense by the Dragons. And now harasses Miller in trouble. He gets rid of it to Clark. And finally they get a foul against Colgan. That'll be their fourth one here in the second half. Five fouls on Valley Falls so far. Third personal on Stuart O'Brien. The first Colgan player with the third foul. Krackner back in the game with his three fouls. Clark played well for Valley Falls. Dragons need a bucket here. Down by four. Under 6.5 minutes remaining. Gatzmeyer
Dribbling up top, nearly lost the handle. Back to Evans, who thought about a three. Gatzmeier will pump from distance. That's no good. And the rebound by Pitt Colgan. Inside position by Tucker Harrell. Colgan pushes it up. Here's Colin Height attacking the basket. Kraxner there to cut him off. Now the give back to Harrell. Baseline drive, layup, good. Tucker Harrell with 4 points. Boy, both teams doing really good at attacking the basket. Cervantes wants to go coast to coast through two defenders. And he's fouled as he threw up a tough shot. Might be number four. Stuart O'Brien hit the deck trying to take a charge. See who this foul is on. Yep, it is on O'Brien, his fourth. So he's set to check out as Eisen is coming back in here for Colgan. Dylan Cervantes to the line for the first time tonight. Great free throw shooter. Perfect on that one. 72% on the year. All 7 points for Cervantes since intermission. Cervantes, second free throw here. So it was a 6-point game there briefly at 45-39. First time either team's led by 6 points tonight as Cervantes missed the second free throw. Down a nickel, 45-40. Pitt Colgan on the attack. 5 minutes, 50 seconds left to go here in the game. Aiden Fleming outside the arc, steps Harrell. Fleming goes behind him. Evans is man-to-man D on Harrell. Now at the left elbow, Van Beesler, guarded by Gatzmeier. Van Beesler's had a heck of a second half. He's scored 11 since the break. And Colgan can be a little patient here in the half court, leading by two possessions. Have some momentum. They won the third quarter, 18-16 to Colgan. Here's a three by Height on the kickout. It's no good. Colgan has made just 1 3-pointer all night. Gatzmeier ahead to Evans. 2-on-3 without numbers. Valley will wait and now bounce it back to Brennan Miller, who still hasn't scored yet in this game. Miller will get it off to Gatzmeier on the right. They set the screen for him. Abe passes it out. It barely got to Cervantes, who shoots the three. Didn't catch it cleanly, and the shot won't go. Under 5 minutes remaining. One-handed pass to Eisen in transition. Around Kraxner and in. Nick Eisen. Really nice pass for Colgan that time. Eisen's got 13. Here's Miller. The ball finds Jack Evans, who scores. That wasn't exactly a pass, and a timeout called by Coach Gatzmeier. As Valley's down 5, 47-42. Coach Gatz has called a couple timeouts here in the second half. Has a couple remaining. But Colgan had a lead of 7 there momentarily. And now ahead 47-42. It's Class 2A state quarterfinal action. Again, the winner of this game gets the winner of the final game here in Manhattan tonight between St. Mary's and Joaquin Trigo. Don't forget, coming up, our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, agricultural, commercial real estate, specializing in residential real estate, and now proud to announce the Fox Legacy team. Craig and Constance Fox, a part of Be Outdoors Real Estate, our post-game sponsor. We'll also pick a player to bank on here at the conclusion tonight. That's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Valley Falls led by 1 at halftime, trailed by 1 coming into the fourth quarter. Pittsburgh Colgan breaks the press, gets a wide open layup. It's missed by Connor Van Beesler, and Valley comes away with the board. Dragons dodge a bullet there. Boy, point blank, easy layup missed, and now Gatzmeier bounces it off his knee, and the Dragons turn it over for the 8th time. Down 5, it's 47-42. Colgan with the ball, 4:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. And a foul, a little reach-in on Zach Evans against Tucker Harrell. That'll be the last free foul for Valley Falls. It's team foul number 6, only the first personal against Zach Evans. Second now on Zach Evans. Clark and Kraxner each with 3 fouls for the Dragons. O'Brien on the Colgan bench with 4. Van Beesler's had a big second half, and Eisen's been Mr. Consistent on the inside for Colgan. Now across the paint, there's a blocked shot, but a foul. Gatzmeier upset. Thought he had all ball against Aiden Fleming. And instead, Fleming going to get 2 free throws. Avery Gatzmeier picks up his 2nd personal. So now the bonus the rest of the way, and this is a 2-shot foul. First free throws for Aiden Fleming coming up. Fleming spins it. Dribbles twice. Aims, fires, bullseye. 3 points for Aiden Fleming, one of the 6 seniors on this Colgan team. Lead back to six. Chance to match the big lead of seven that Colgan had at 47-40 a moment ago. And Green does just that. 49-42, Colgan. Midway point of the fourth. Plenty of time for the Dragons. No need to panic. Against the man-to-man. Going to take care of the basketball. Here's a drive by Miller. Shot batted off the window by Colgan. And a traveling then as Eisen went to pass it. His teammate kind of bumped him. And they called the travel on Eisen. So a turnover for Colgan. Just their seventh one of the contest. Two timeouts remaining for Valley Falls. Colgan has four timeouts left. Inbound pass, Kraxner, easy basket on the inbound from Gatzmeier. Trenton Kraxner has 8 points and at least that many rebounds, but the Dragons are still down five. Now needing some stops on the defensive end. Little trapping press that time by the Dragons, who will drop back into a man-to-man as Colgan breaks the press again. Down to the low block. Power dribble, Harrell kicks it back out. A three by Eisen on the wing is no good. Rebound tipped right to Jalen Van Beesler. Nobody around him. And a timeout by Colgan. Boy, Christmas just came early. Van Beesler somehow got that rebound that was pinballed a couple times. And when he got it, nobody was between him and the basket for an easy layup. Jalen Van Beesler, 13 points all in the second half for Pitt Colgan, and leads again by seven. Timeout on the floor. This one taken by Colgan. And again, we'll keep it here. It's a 30-second timeout with 3 minutes and 29 seconds left to go in this game. Dragons trailing 51-44. Again, 7 points a couple different times here in this fourth quarter for Colgan. The biggest margin for either team in this game. Valley Falls led by as many as 5, and that was in the first 5 minutes. They were up 12-9 at the end of one quarter and led 23-22 at halftime. Zach Evans has 19 points for Valley Falls. Only 4 guys have scored. Gatzmeier 10, Kraxner 8, and Cervantes 7. Pitt Colgan has 8 different guys that have scored. 3 in double digits between 10 and 13 points apiece. Valley Falls with the basketball after the timeout by Coach Cheon and Colgan. Cervantes back to the screener. That's Evans. Shot blocked off the glass, but a foul. Blocked from behind. Again, Colgan just swatting it off the window, but now Zach Evans is going to get 2 free throws, his first 2 attempts here tonight. The Dragons have been down in a few games this season, and it wasn't that long ago. Look back to just this last Saturday night on their home court for a fourth meeting against ACCHS. Needed a 15-6 late fourth quarter comeback to get the win, stay undefeated, and punch their ticket for a return trip to 2A State. First free throw, no good for Zach Evans. Dragons need to score, but the clock stopped here. 3:19 remaining. Still down 7. Foul on Tucker Harrell of Colgan, his first, team 6. So both teams now in the bonus. Evans looking for point number 20 on free throw number 2. It's up and it's in. 2 possessions. Full court press. Colgan gets it, almost carried it into the half court. O'Brien is back out there with 4 fouls. Little give and go underneath, faking, shooting, scoring. It's Aiden Fleming. Fleming's got a half dozen. And now it's an 8-point lead for Pitt Colgan. Miller bounces it to Cervantes. Dillon trying to create one-on-one against Fleming. Gets double-teamed. Cutting to the basket is Evans. Scores. Tough shot rolled in there. 22 points for sophomore Zach Evans. 53-47. Dragons down a half dozen. Jalen Van Beesler open, but doesn't shoot across the lane. Now a jump stop, and he pumps it up and in. Flexing, heading to the other side of the floor. Jalen Van Beesler has exploded with a 15-point second half. Colgan again ahead by 8. Gatzmeier gets the screen from Kraxner. Kicks it over to Cervantes. The Dragons have made only 1 three-pointer tonight. This try is short by Brendan Miller from deep. And Colgan's got it up by 8. The number 8 seed with 8 losses. And what many would not probably even call an upset. Just because of the caliber of competition that Colgan faces. They beat Valley Falls as the lower seed in the first round of the state tournament here in 2014 as well. Dragons making their 15th state tournament appearance. And a timeout to avoid a travel call there as Aiden Fleming had hit the floor. He's a little slow getting up. And this will call it a 2-minute warning with exactly 2 minutes on the clock. 55-47, Valley Falls was second at the state tournament in 1993 and in 2001. Going to need a fourth quarter comeback in the final 2 minutes to extend the season here in 2022. down 8 as we head to a break with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Live from Bramlage Coliseum, you're listening to State High School Basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with Agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Fluke back with you, courtside, Bramlage Coliseum, with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. And basketball belongs to Colgan out of a timeout. Both coaches have two timeouts remaining, 2 minutes to go, and Pitt Colgan is up by 8, biggest lead of the game. Going to work the clock a little bit, something Colgan has done well. Valiant, a man-to-man D. Any foul would mean a one-and-one free throw if it wasn't on the shot. Eisen hands it back to Aiden Fleming. Gatzmeier defending him. No Dragon has more than 3 fouls, but now we're down to 1.5 minutes. There's a steal. Ball batted away by Zach Evans. Did they catch up to it? He did and saved it in, but right to Colgan. It was a long run up the court for Brendan Miller. Couldn't quite get there to get control, as it was all he could do to save it in. Now they try to foul Colin Height, and a little keep-away offense again by Colgan. We're down to 1:15 to go. They've had it for 45 seconds, basically, and now finally a foul and a chance to make this a double-digit lead for Colgan. It'll be Tucker Harrell to the foul line for the first time in this game. He's got a front-end 1-1. Third foul on Avery Gatzmeier. It's team foul number 8 on Valley Falls. Again, St. Mary's lost 3 times this season to Galena and twice to Girard, and both those teams are at the 3A state basketball tournament in Hutchinson. Free throw short, rebounded by Gatzmeier. Dragons catch one break, and now they got a score. Down 8, ahead to Evans. Up and under. Yes! Plus one! Zach Evans, a chance for the old-fashioned 3-point play. Great transition offense, and Evans able to finish as the foul came. He's got 24 points, free throw pending. 68 seconds left, 2-possession game. Eisen in, Stuart O'Brien out. I don't think the foul is on him, though. It's on Van Beesler. O'Brien still with just 4 fouls in the contest. 1 of 2 at the line, Evans a moment ago. Here's his and one. As he shoots and scores, 25 points. And the Dragon Pep section directly behind me, I'm sure you've heard them throughout the night at Bramlage Coliseum. They have a little life. They're back in it with 68 seconds to go, down 55-50. Five-second count. Fleming trying to say that he called a timeout. The official said, I didn't hear you. Still visiting with the official. He's like, I couldn't signal timeout. I had the ball in my hand. Don't tell me they're going to award a timeout. No. Don't tell me they're going to award a timeout. Nope, it's Valley Falls basketball. Here we go. Underneath their own basket after a Pitt Colgan turnover. Katzmeier to trigger it in. Valley down 5. Coming to the basket. Layup good. Zach Evans again. He's got 27. It's a one-possession game and a quick foul after the inbound to Tucker Harrell. Harold just missed a front-end 1-1, and Harold's going to return to the line for an and one. The foul against Zach Evans is his 4th, so he's got to be careful because Evans has 27 points. He has already scored 12 in this fourth quarter as the sophomore. More than double his season average, 55-52. Big 1-1 free throw. Tucker Harrell hit it. 5 points and a bonus free throw coming. It's a 2-possession game. Evans had 5 straight points there in a heartbeat to get Valley back in. And now the second free throw good. Harrell hits them both this time. It's 57-52. Up the court, Evans lost the handle. Van Beesler on the deck. Now they get it to Miller, driving down the lane, and he's fouled. Boy, a lot of bodies hitting the floor, heavy traffic, and a lot of heart and hustle. And it's going to be two free throws for Brennan Miller, who's not scored yet tonight. 66% free throw shooter, averaging 10 a game. He's the one that wound up with the ball, and he's going to shoot two. The first one is good. It crawled in over the front of the rim. At Dragon fans holding their breath. Two substitutions. Kraxner and Evans both go out because they both have four fouls. So to play defense here, Doramanji and Carson Clark come in for Valley Falls. Trying to make it a one-possession game again. Miller's free throw, good. Miller hits them both with 55 seconds left, and another quick foul. And it's again Tucker Harrell, the sophomore, who missed the front-end one-and-one and then made both ends of a one-and-one a moment ago. And this foul on Carson Clark is his fourth. So Clark joins Evans and Kraxner with four fouls each. And that was foul number 10. So double bonus time now. Harrell going to shoot two. 57-54, our score. Pitt Colgan led by one coming into this fourth quarter. They were up eight a little minute ago. And this free throw's good as Harrell's kind of found his rhythm now. Connor Van Beesler in. Evans and Kraxner return for the Dragons. 7 points now for Tucker Harrell. Second free throw pinning. Two-possession game. Plenty of time for Valley Falls. 54 seconds left. That free throw no good. Rebounded by Evans. Evans is double-teamed and trapped. Dragons have two timeouts left. Get it through Cervantes. Into the half court. Stops and pops a three. Boom! Three-pointer by Dylan Cervantes. Timeout Valley Falls. The Dragons are down only 1 point. Ice in the veins of Dylan Cervantes, who makes this the second three-point shot for the Dragons all night. Cervantes with 10 points as we head to a timeout. 44 seconds to go. It's Colgan 58, Valley Falls 57 here on KNZA.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough. And you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
KNZA.
With a minute 20 seconds to go in this game, Pittsburgh Colgan had taken the biggest lead of the night. They were up by 8, 55-47. Since that time, it is a 10-3 run for Valley Falls. Colgan gets it in. We're 45 seconds left, and they foul Tucker Harrell. He made one of two his last trip to the line. They keep fouling the sophomore, who is now 3-for-5 at the line. Evans and Kraxner are going to come back in. This foul is on Carson Clark, and that is his fifth. So Carson Clark fouls out. Played some big-time minutes for the Dragons here as a senior tonight. And at this point, even if Harrell makes both free throws, it's still going to be a one-possession game. Dragons got to get the rebound. Kraxner back to the low block across the lane from Gatzmeier. Harrell will have two free throws with 42 seconds left, and Colgan ahead by one. Valley Falls has not been able to get a lead here yet in this fourth quarter. Free throw for Harrell is perfect. They got a big triple, though, by Dylan Cervantes, his 45th one of the year. First one tonight, just a moment ago. Second free throw here for Tucker Harrell. Made them both. 9 points for Harrell. It's 60-57. Dragons still don't need a three. Under 40 seconds to go. Cervantes. Top of the key, he shoots, and he hit it again! We're tied at 60! Dylan Cervantes! This Dragon team has no quit in him! And now Cervantes fouls Jalen Van Beesler! Brandon Miller is saying, hey, why did you foul? Why did you foul? I don't think Gatzmeier wanted a foul. Cervantes kind of burying his head into his jersey, but I don't think this is all bad. The Dragons could now get the final shot. Let's see what Van Beesler does at the line. He's 2-for-2 tonight. But another three to make it 60-60 by Cervantes with 30 seconds to go. Big time shots Van Beasley, 2 for 2 at the line tonight, and he missed that one. Maybe he'll miss this one, and Valley Falls can get the final shot. Coach Katzmeyer, left leg out extended, halfway down to a knee, clapping, pleading for his team to again make a rally and keep an undefeated season alive. Van Beasley, second free throw, good. He's got 16 points. Here come the Dragons, down by one. Cervantes almost lost the handle. Back to Katzmeyer. He drives, right side layup. Fouled! Basket good! They count it! They count the basket! Hogan can't believe it. They thought he was fouled on the floor. It looked like kind of a fake shot. Contact came to Katzmeyer, and now the officials are going to discuss it, but Katzmeyer heading to the line, and yes, they do count the basket. Valley Falls leads 62-61. Coach Cheon can't believe it. Katzmeyer's first points of the fourth quarter. With 21 seconds left, a chance for the three-point play to put Valley up by two. Big free throw here for Avery. And he made it. The Dragons lead 63-61. Full court pressure by Valley Falls. They get a deflection. Now Colgan's got it. Harrell dribbles away across half court. 16 to go. A timeout left for Colgan. They don't use it yet. 12 seconds left. Jalen Van Beasley, top of the key, drives. Big collision. A late whistle. And a traveling call! A traveling call on Van Beasley! The Dragons will have the ball up by two with 9 seconds remaining. Trying to mount an 8-point deficit comeback in the final 80 seconds of this game. Valley throws the home run ball. It's caught by Evans. Wide open layup, and he's fouled from behind. That's got to be intentional. He just got tackled from behind. It's two free throws nonetheless for Valley Falls. With 7 seconds left, a chance to add to the lead. The foul is not intentional, but the home run pass from Katzmeyer to Evans is going to get two free throws here. Dead quiet. Free throw good. 28 points for Zach Evans. 13 of those here in the fourth quarter. And Evans can put this game away if he makes another one here. What a comeback by Valley Falls. Trenton Crackner saying, hey, don't foul, just D up, press him, slow him down. Second free throw, Evans, what a night. He missed it. The lead is 3. Van Beasley's got it. 5 seconds left, across half court with 4. At 3 seconds, he puts up a long 3, hand in his face, bang shot, no. Dragons win! From down 8 with a minute 20 to go, Valley wins it, 64-61. The Cardiac Dragons are still the only boys basketball team undefeated in the Sunflower State. They live to play another day and will get 2 more games as they punch their ticket to the state semifinals. The number one seed with a flurry of a finish in the fourth quarter to come back and keep the perfect season alive. 2 big 3-pointers by Dylan Cervantes. A free throw by Zach Evans with 7 seconds left for the final margin. An Avery Katzmeyer 3-point play that gave Valley Falls the lead for the first time in the fourth quarter. His and one put the Dragons ahead 63-61. One free throw late by Zach Evans. And Valley Falls is still dancing at Class 2A State in Manhattan. March Madness at its finest. Our postgame show's coming up on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services,
precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
The 2022 private treaty bull sale is underway now for Rinkus Cattle Company at Holton. A sale catalog is available online at rinkescattle.com or text or call at 785-845-5272.
Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates. Take it to the next level.
Kearney and Son Construction, located south of Valley Falls on K4 Highway, offers a variety of services to assure you get the job done. With general construction, remodeling, additions, and more, trust Kearney and Son Construction of Valley Falls. Let them help you build for the future.
K4 Ag is your one stop for ag and everyday life in Valley Falls. For car and truck repairs or mineral, feed, and farm supplies, they got it all. Give them a call today at 785-945-3202. K4 Ag, just off K4 Highway in Valley Falls.
Hi, this is Nick at Citizens State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizens State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
It is true. You can believe what I just saw and what you just heard. A Valley Falls comeback state tournament win for the ages. 64-61. The Dragons beat their nemesis, who it seems like they always match up with in the postseason. They did beat him in the state baseball tournament in a thriller last spring. But today, to beat Pittsburgh Colgan in the quarterfinals of the 2A state basketball tournament, the Dragons needed to score 17 points in the final 80 seconds of this game. Valley Falls was down by 8 with a minute 20 to go. Colgan had taken the biggest lead for either team in this contest, 55-47 with a minute 20 to go. From that point on, Valley Falls able to get 17 points and hold Colgan to just 6. We broke it down for you before our post-game timeout. It was Dylan Cervantes with a 3 that pulled the Dragons within a point at 57-58. That was with 44 seconds to go. They still had not had a lead in the fourth quarter. Next trip down the floor after a couple of Colgan free throws, Cervantes quickly pulls up for another guarded 3, buried that one, and we were tied 60-60 with 30 seconds remaining. Colgan, 9 of 13 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, but they missed the front end of a 1-1, and on a couple other trips, they made just 1 of 2, and they kept the door open just enough for Valley Falls. The Dragons down 61-60 after 1 of 2 free throws by Colgan, and with 21 seconds left, they took the lead for good on an and-one basket and free throw by Avery Gatzmeyer, that made it 63-61 Dragons. And Valley Falls would get a defensive stop as a traveling was called on St. Mary's, down by 2 at that point.
They get one free throw by Zach Evans with 7 seconds left, and then get another stop, as the best Colgan could get was a guarded deep three-pointer by Jalen Van Beesler as the final horn sounded, and Valley Falls completes the comeback and the victory. They are 24-0. It wasn't overtime like they've had in two other games this season, but it was a game that was decided by single digits for just the sixth time in 24 wins all year, and it didn't faze the Dragons one bit. They made some huge plays, some big-time shots, and oh, by the way, they made 7 of 10 free throws in the fourth quarter as well to get this win, 64-61 over Pittsburgh Colgan. And how sweet it feels. They come from down 8 points in the final minute 20 and score 17 points in the final 80 seconds of this game to send the Golden Black into a frenzy here at Bramlage Coliseum. Let's check the post-game statistics. They're brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. They are the local experienced professionals, and they are on your side. For year-round tax help that goes beyond just filing your tax return, check with the pros and schedule an appointment. There's still options available. It is NEK Tax Services, just west of Whiting. We'll get to our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on in a bit. Let's wrap up the St. Mary's Colgan season that ends with 14 wins and 9 losses. They had 4 guys score between 9 and 16 points. Pretty good balance, led by Jalen Van Beesler, the leading scorer. He had 0 at halftime. He finished with 16. Nick Eisen was pretty good, scored in every quarter. He had 13. The other big guy for Colgan, Stuart O'Brien, finished with 10. Tucker Harrell was at the free throw line a lot in the final minute 20. He missed his first 1-1, then made a couple, then made 1 of 2, and he hit a couple free throws with 42 seconds left. As Tucker Harrell finished with 9 points, making 5 of 7 free throws. Aiden Fleming had 6 points, Jack Schrimmer had 3, and 2 points for Connor Van Beesler, and 2 for Colin Height to round out the Colgan scoring. They make 16 out of 22 free throws. Can't complain if you're Colgan there. They made 1 3-point basket in this contest. For the Valley Falls Dragons, I mean, so many times this season, I mean, they literally have 4 guys that have all scored over 20 points and a half of basketball this year. I mean, that's the explosiveness and the talented depth on the offensive end. You just never know who it might be. And the most consistent player that scored in every quarter tonight, the sophomore stepping up, Zach Evans. What a game. 28 points. 1 free throw to ice it. But when we talk about Valley Falls down by 8 with a minute 20 to go, they got 5 straight points. They were down 55-47. They got 5 straight points. A basket and an and one by Zach Evans, and boom, just like that, it was 55-52. So it was Evans that kind of got him back going with those 5 straight points when they were down 8 with a minute 20 to go. And what a game. Zach Evans finishes with 28 points for the Dragons. But he didn't do it alone. Dylan Cervantes, back-to-back threes in the final minute. He finished with 13 points for the Dragons, and Cervantes got all 13 of his points in the second half. Avery Katzmeyer had 13. He scored 3 in the fourth quarter, but that was his and one that gave the Dragons the lead for good with 21 seconds left, 63-61. Katzmeyer finishes with 13. Trenton Kraxner had 11 rebounds, 8 points here in this one, and Brennan Miller made a couple of free throws for his 2 points in this contest. We told you Valley Falls 9 of 14 from the free throw line. They make 7 of 10 in the fourth quarter. The Dragons hit 3 threes, but 2 of them clutch in a row by Cervantes in the fourth quarter as Valley Falls. Seen a lot, but down 8 with a minute 20 to go, and they score 17 points in the final 80 seconds to win this game 64-61. They stay alive and will play tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in a semifinal against the winner of the next game. Will Spradling was a former Kansas State Wildcat player. He's now the head coach of the St. Mary's Bears. They're the number 4 seed, and they're taking on Trigo Community. That's Waukini out just west of Hayes. in the game coming up, and Valley Falls will probably stick around and watch and await the winner of that one, because the Dragons will be back at it at the Bram tomorrow night at 8 p.m. here in a state semifinal, trying to get to the title game for the first time since 2001. It's been too long, says head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer, and this is a team that is on a mission, a team that's been down but never out this season, and they proved that none bigger than in this state quarterfinal in Class 2A today. So tomorrow we will have two games here on FM 103.9, and I'm happy to say I'll be able to broadcast them both. I will be in Hutchinson at 2 p.m. tomorrow for the Royal Valley Boys state semifinal at Class 3A in Hutch. They take on Southeast of Saline. That's a 2 o'clock tip here on 103.9 KNZA. And then I'll fly to MHK and be here for an 8 o'clock tip-off for the Valley Falls Boys against TBD in their 2A state semifinal tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, that as well, right here on 103.9 KNZA. So two games tomorrow on KNZA in the semifinals, and one tomorrow on 92.1 KMZA as the Centralia girls won it 59-42 over Spearville. So they'll play tomorrow night at 8 p.m. as well. So one game tomorrow on 92.1. That's the Centralia girls, 59-42 winners, and they're in the state semifinals awaiting their opponent, keeping their undefeated season alive with a little less drama, apparently, in that one out on Boot Hill for Brandon Tadman. So that's the lineup tomorrow. The three teams we have left, the Centralia girls in 1A, the Valley Falls boys in 2A, and the Royal Valley boys in Class 3A. They'll all not only play tomorrow, but they're all guaranteed a game, either third place or championship match on Saturday. Again, the final, 64-61, and that'll wrap it up for us tonight. Our player to bank on, by the way, presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, and that player is Zach Evans. He started the big comeback. He scored 28 points, a game high for the sophomore Zach Evans, leading the Valley Falls comeback here tonight. Our postgame show wrapping up, presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Remember, whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business. They specialize in land and recreational, but they sell residential, commercial real estate as well. Be Outdoors is the name to know. Thanks to all of our Valley Falls State Tournament basketball sponsors. We had tremendous support from the Valley Falls area and community. All those sponsors you heard during the broadcast, make sure and thank them. They'll be back with us tomorrow and Saturday as well, making the live play-by-play possible here from Manhattan. And they got their money's worth here in this championship game. Excited to be able to bring you the call. For studio engineer Seth Tollefson, this is Justin Fluke signing off. Thanks for listening. Until tomorrow, state semifinals coming up on Friday as March Madness continues on the MS Esports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.